It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to keep the conversation going. I want to chat about content again. Now, again, way back when I was with the beer store and creating content for the Returns for Leukemia bottle drive, again, I had no idea what I was doing, what kind of content my audience wanted to see. And because of that, a lot of the marketing efforts we used on social media kind of fell a little flat. It took us quite a while to grow the accounts. And it wasn't until the later years that we actually started to grow them to a decent number and actually get the engagement and the followers that we actually wanted and people that would attend the events and donate. Now, when we first started creating content, I didn't realize that there was a difference between actually tweeting. I didn't realize there was a difference between adding an image or a video. I didn't know what worked. So we did share some things and retweet some things that had videos, images, or we were just putting out tweets with a couple of hashtags, and that was the end of it. It wasn't until I started learning how to use social media and actually learning how to market a business that I finally realized that a lot of that actually mattered. And I started to see the difference between all the different platforms, and posting on Facebook isn't exactly the same as posting on Instagram or on LinkedIn or tweeting on Twitter. And the funny story about that is when I first started using Instagram, when it came out, I would make a post on Instagram, add all my hashtags in it, and then there's a really cool feature that allowed me to switch a toggle over, and as soon as I posted it to Instagram, it would automatically do it to Facebook. Now I look back at those posts and I cringe. They look absolutely terrible now because you can't really see what the message is because the hashtags just kind of overpower the actual message. And that's why now you see a lot of people use Instagram. They either add a whole bunch of spaces using periods or some sort of character to separate the hashtags from the actual copy. Or now that I actually have a decent program called Loomly, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but that allows me to add the hashtags into the first comment to make things even better, nicer, and easier to read. Now, when it comes to creating your content, something you want to really think about is video is dominating social media. When you scroll through your feeds, what's the first thing that makes you stop in your tracks to see something? It's a video. And that's why YouTube is so huge and IGTV and stories. But video is the number one thing in social media. Next, it's an image. If you see an image that catches your eye, that's the hook these marketers and businesses are throwing out there. If the image catches your eye, it makes you stop to see what's going on and read their copy. And then lastly, if you just throw out straight copy, ask a question, you're going to get some engagement, but it's not nearly as good as a video or an image. And when it comes to the image sizes, not every image fits each platform. And this is something that took me a while to realize as well. Now, granted, I use two image sizes. I use one image size for Facebook and LinkedIn and one for Twitter and Instagram. And they're pretty close and fit decently, but it's still not the ideal image sizes I should be using. Now, if you're using a Facebook post, you're going to want something that's about 940 to 780 by 788 pixels. If you're doing an ad, that's a little bit different. An ad's a longer, bigger image. That's 12 by 628. Now, LinkedIn is pretty close to that. It's a 12 by 12, whereas Twitter is a 16 by 900 pixels, and then Instagram is square. That's a 1080 by 1080 pixel image. And when you have the images that fit that platform, it gets your picture out there. They can see the entire picture. Because how many times have you scrolled on Facebook and there's a huge image? And a lot of marketers use this to their advantage as well. Make you click on something to see the full image, especially an infographic. You only get the first little bit, and then when you click on it, you can see the whole thing. Now, the image sizes are one thing. And as I'm telling you this now, chances of you remembering that are slim to none, because I know I wouldn't remember that listening to a podcast. But one of the tools I use that makes things so much easier is I use Canva. Now, Canva is a design tool, a graphic. You can make all kinds of graphics and videos and GIFs in there. But the cool thing about that is when you're searching for a specific type of a post or a template, as soon as you start typing in, for example, Facebook, every image size for Facebook comes up, whether it be a profile picture, an event cover photo, your cover photo, the Facebook ad, or even just a Facebook post. It comes up with those sizes automatically. It does the same thing for Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn, because a Facebook cover photo is a lot different than a LinkedIn cover photo, and then way different than the Twitter cover photo, because that's very narrow and long. So using Canva and using it free, you can create all of these images, download them, and you're good to go. Now, the cool thing about getting the pro version is you're allowed to create templates and teams and have all of your brand colors and your brand kits right there. It makes it so simple, and it's very, very cheap. Now, the other cool thing that I wanted to let you know and talk to you about is the scheduler that I'm using now. Now, there's a ton of schedulers and I've used Hootsuite and Creator Studio and Buffer. I've used so many in the past. Now, I've moved over to this company called Loomly, and this one lays everything out for you. And the bonus, if you are creating content with one image across all platforms, which is you can do, you simply go in, create the post, schedule the first time out. And then when you go in there, it gives you the option to tweak each separate platform. So if you had Facebook, if you scheduled it for noon on a Tuesday, you can go in and switch that post out to a different date and time, and then tweak the copy to fit Facebook. And then you could switch over to the LinkedIn tab, add some hashtags, and then you could make that a different time. Then Instagram, you can go there and you can actually add in the hashtags that go into the first comment. So it's the same post, same image, but you can tweak the copy for each post so it works for each platform. Because maybe you want to tweet something completely different than what you posted, but you're using the same image. Or maybe you want to swap the images out and use a different image with the same copy. These are all things you can do with Loomly that I haven't seen anywhere. And it actually posts directly to Instagram, which is a bonus. The other cool thing is I've been looking for a program that posts or that schedules out stories. Now, Instagram stories, I've yet to find one that does it directly. But the cool thing about Loomly is that will schedule directly. It'll schedule your story out. But instead of doing it directly, you'll get a notification on your phone. So if you created a story and you wanted to use a poll, you could actually kind of create where you want that poll to go in the actual image. Then when you're ready to schedule it out, you get a notification on your phone or your smartwatch or your computer, wherever you want to send that notification to. Once you get that notification, you can open up, add whatever character or text or poll or question, GIF, whatever you want straight from Instagram and schedule it out. And at first I thought this would be time consuming and a pain in the butt, but it literally takes seconds to do. It hasn't stopped me from being productive, and it hasn't really bogged me down in any way, shape, or form. So those are the two really cool programs that I've been using for a little bit now. Canva, obviously, for quite some time now, but Loomly is something I've started using recently and absolutely love it. So if you're looking to start scheduling out all of your content and making your life a lot easier, I would definitely look at Loomly. And if you just have a couple accounts, it's relatively cheap to start with. The more accounts that you need to manage, obviously it gets a little bit more expensive, but that's something most won't have to worry about. Now, the other cool thing is to make your life so much easier while you're creating this content, we have our 30 days of social media content ebook that's still free. And we're going to throw that into the description here in the podcast as well as on social. And if you get that, I still have my updated visual content calendars that really help you out in your scheduling as well as the content calendar. So you can create all your content in one spot and schedule it all out for as long as you want, whether you want to do a week ahead of time, two, three, a month. I've heard of people doing a year ahead of time. That's definitely not for me. I'm either a month or a week, depending on the client and myself. But those tools are there for you, and we want to help you be as productive as possible. So head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, and it's all yours. So hopefully you enjoyed that quick little fast information-driven podcast, and you'll see a post come out tomorrow, or what, you know, it was out last week or yesterday or something like that. And if you go on my profile, it should already be up. I have the image sizes right there on one little graphic. So if you download that graphic, you can save that, and all those image sizes are there if you're not going to use Canva. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. It was kind of rushed, but I did want to get this podcast out for you guys. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and we'll chat again next week. Something I struggled with when I first started out was coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but being consistent with coming up with great content for not only my own platforms, but for my clients as well. Now, this is something that you can not only use for yourself, but you can use this for your business as well. So if you want 30 days of content for free, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle and pick up your free copy of our 30 days of content.